deal. Pickles is everything kosher.
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Dom Joint.
Hug and low down.
Civil Will.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The eeny, meeny, miny of radio. Is that Negro Mo still at the podiatrist? He really must be toe up. Speaking of toe up, did y'all see that game last night?
Oh, yes. You mean the Cleveland and the Redskins?
My Skins of Washington and the Browns of Cleveland. The Browns went down and the Skins got the win 24-23, and they already blaming LeBron, y'all. But apparently everybody wanted to see who was going to be the starting Cleveland quarterback, who was going to get the job, Hoyer or Manziel. Skins fans were singing, Hoyers ain't loyal, and who's Johnny? Because they both played like Roe and Moe, didn't he? It's all about RG3, Johnny Fico. Ain't nothing like talking shiggity after your team's Monday night victory, y'all. Hey, did y'all see Charlie Sheen's ALS ice bucket challenge?
No.
He didn't use ice or a bucket, but a silver pot, Silver, the kind you cook red bliss potatoes in. And instead of water, he showered himself with 10 stacks, and he called out Jameis Winston.
Oh, funny.
He really didn't call out Jameis Winston, but a bucket of crab legs is a funny-ass visual. Charlie Sheen actually challenged his former co-star, John Cryer, his replacement, Ashton Kutcher, and his old boss for 2.5 men, Chuck Lorre. It's a wonder Charlie didn't call out his pipe, his bowl, and he called out his Fitless 3, Silver. Charlie Sheen calling out his former show is like Columbus Short doing the ice bucket challenge and calling out Olivia Pope, Huck, and Shonda Rhimes. That's how you know there's something wrong with them. He's calling them by their character names. Happy birthday, Sybil!
Thank you, man.
I've been waiting for this day longer than a new album from Dr. Dre, Anita Baker, and Frankie Beverly. I know hump day is tomorrow, but you're going to have to open your present early, baby. I can't fly you to Mykonos. No, no, no. My dough ain't loyal. I can't sing or play the piano like Kemp. But what I can do is air hump the hell out of you.
And you're doing well.
You are the oracle. You are the fig in the noose. In the Newton, there's nothing sexier than a woman with beauty and brains, and not in that order. You never forget anyone's birthday, Sybil. Hell, your memory is so good, you made Simon quit. These air humps are for you. Happy birthday. 1, 2, 3, 4,
oh, you gonna
5,
hurt me now.
6, 7, 8, 9. Birthday, I'm back. I need to get an icy sock.